They sat on the edge of the potato bed and talked for a while, about Lina's grandmother and the baby, about the trouble Clary was having with the beehives, and about the greenhouse sprinkler system. It hasn't worked right since... Clary hesitated and glanced sideways at Lina. For a long time, she said. She didn't want to say, since your father died. Lina understood that. She stood up.
I should go, she said. I have to take Arben Swin the answer to his message.
I hope you'll come again, said Clary.
You can come whenever. You can come any time.
Lina said thank you and turned to go. But just outside the greenhouse door, she heard running footsteps and a strange, high, sobbing sound. Or rather, she heard sobs and then a wail, sobs and then a shout, and then more sobs, getting louder. She looked back toward the rear of the greenhouses, toward the trash heaps.
Clary, she called, there's something.
Clary came out and listened too.
Did you hear it?
Yes, said Clary. She frowned. I'm afraid it's someone who... She peered toward the crying noise. Yes, here he comes. Her strong hand gripped Lina's shoulder for a moment. You'd better go, she said. I'll take care of this.
But what is it?
Never mind. Just go on.
But Lina wanted to see.
Once Clary had walked away, she ducked behind the tool shed. From there, she watched. The noise came closer. Out beyond the trash heaps, a figure appeared. It was a man, running and stumbling, his arms flopping. He looked as if he was about to fall over, as if he could hardly pick up his feet. In fact, as he came closer, he did fall. He tripped over a hose and crumpled to the ground as if his bones had dissolved. Clary stooped down and said something to him in a voice too low for Lina to hear. The man was panting. When he turned over and sat up, Lina saw that his face was scratched and his eyes wide open in fright. His sobs had turned into hiccups. She recognized him. It was Sag Merrill, one of the clerks in the supply depot. He was a quiet, long-faced man who always looked worried. Clary helped him to his feet. The two of them came slowly toward the greenhouse, and as they got closer, Lina could hear what the man was saying. He spoke very fast in a weak, trembly voice, hardly stopping for breath.
Well, sure, I could do it. I said to myself, just one step after another. That's all, one step after another. I knew it would be dark. Who doesn't know that? But I thought, well, dark can't hurt you. I'll just keep going, I thought.
He stumbled and sagged against Clary. Careful, Clary said. They reached the door of the greenhouse, and Clary struggled to open it. Without thinking, Lina darted out from behind the tool shed and opened it for her. Clary shot her a quick frown, but said nothing. Sag didn't stop talking.
But then, the further I went, the darker it was, and you can't just keep walking into black dark, can you? It's like a wall in front of you. I kept turning around to look at the lights of the city, because that's all there was to see, and then I'd say to myself, don't look back, keep moving. But I kept tripping and falling. The ground is rough out there. I scraped my hands.
He held up one hand and stared at the red scratches on it, which oozed drops of blood. They got him into Clary's office and sat him down in her chair. He rambled on.
Be brave, I said to myself. I kept going and going, but then all of a sudden I thought, anything could be out here. There could be a pit 1,000 feet deep right in front of me. There could be something that bites. I've heard stories. Rats as big as garbage bins, and I had to get out of there, so I turned around and I ran.
Never mind, said Clary. You're all right now. Lina, get him some water. Lina found a cup and filled it from the sink in the corner. Sag took it with a shaking hand and drank it down.
What were you looking for? Lina asked.
She knew what she would have been looking for if she'd gone out there. She'd thought about it countless times. Saj stared at her. He seemed to have to puzzle over her question. Finally, he said,
I was looking for something that could help us.
What would it be?
I don't know. Like a stairway that leads somewhere, maybe, or a building full of, I don't know, useful things.
But you didn't find anything? Or see anything? Lina asked, disappointed.
Nothing, nothing, there's nothing out there.
His voice became a shout, and his eyes looked wild again.
Or if there is, we can never get to it, never, not without a light.
He took a long, shaky breath. For a while he stared at the floor, then he stood up.
I think I'm all right now. I'll be going.
With uncertain steps, he went down the path and out the door. Well, said Clary,
I'm sorry that happened while you were here. I was afraid you might be scared. That's why I told you to go.
But Lina was full of questions, not fear. She had heard tales of people who tried to go out into the unknown regions. She had thought about it herself. In fact, she'd wondered the same things as Saj. She had imagined making her way out into the dark and coming to a wall in which she would find the door to a tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel would be the other city, the city of light that she had dreamed about. All it would take was the courage to walk away from Ember and into the darkness, and then to keep going.